or money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Pat and Heidi Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Good morning, Huntington. It's Big C coming to you live from the Huntington Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. Peter, Paul, and Mary, the garden song, using a rake and a hoe. And that reminds me that we have our guest here, Chip Palix, from America's Grow-A-Row. And let me introduce you to how we got started with Chip and how we brought him in here today. On April 20th, I received an email from Jackie Etter, who was informing me about America's Grow-A-Row and their fundraising event that's going to be taking place. We're going to talk about that with Chip in a little bit. The email contains some very startling statistics about hunger in Huntington County and some amazing achievements by America's Grow-A-Row in only a few years. And so I invited, through Jackie, Chip to come on in and talk with us today. So without further ado, Chip, thanks for coming on in.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
My pleasure. So
nice segue, by the way.
Oh, thank you. We try and come up with some type of intro and music for everybody, so that this is pretty much it for you guys. Whenever you come on or whenever you call in, we'll have that music ready for you to get to kind of promote the organization. Some of the music is tough to find, but that's a pretty good hit, because it talks all about all the work that you personally started and how it's been going on throughout the America's Grow-A-Row mission. So Chip, let's start from the beginning. Let's tell a little bit about yourself and about Agar.
Sure. Well, I moved out here to Huntington County back in 2001. And it's been a wonderful experience since we've come to this area, because it really got me involved in planting. And back to your song, you know, a rake and a hoe, or that's what we started with. And,
right.
And back then, when we moved out here, my daughter and I and my wife, we wanted to start a garden. So we went to a local farm that was selling, or leasing, I should say, little 30 by 30 foot plots.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a lot of energy. We put in a lot of plants, and anyone who's out there who started their own garden knows that when you put in 30, 40 tomato plants, well, you're going to get a whole lot of tomatoes,
right?
More than the, you know, three people in the family can handle. So what I was doing was bringing it down to work. And since I was transferred down here, I'd bring it down to my office, and they loved that. One day we saw in the paper, through divine intervention, bring any extra produce to the food pantry. It's just a little three-line article in the Democrat,
mm-hmm.
For the Flemington Area Food Pantry. And so we did, and thus the program was born. So the first year, my daughter was 4 years old. We donated 120 pounds. Fast forward to last year, and we donated 325,000 pounds with the help of 1,700 volunteers, 1.4 million pounds since we started the program. So
325,000 pounds,
yeah,
of food,
yeah, of produce, yeah,
fresh produce from. And what was the beginning?
120 pounds the first year. Yeah, so
unbelievable.
Quite a growth plan.
So what was the first year that you started planting the garden?
2002.
Okay, so we've almost 10 years now, and you've, wow, that's a thousands. Wow, that's incredible. So you started out just doing gardening and running out, having this extra produce like most of us do.
Yeah.
And so now we got to go through you just started this particular thing on your personal level, but that doesn't really start an organization, right? When did the actual organization start in which you started to enlist help or started to put your efforts in other ways to recruit other folks to help you?
Well, what happened is once that garden started to grow in terms of size, because we wanted to continue to build it, we wound up actually going to Jackie Etter's house, who had more land available. The farm that we were working on actually changed ownership. So we needed to find a new place to expand our efforts, and she gave us a quarter acre, and we just kept building and building this thing. It got to the point that, you know, it was way too much for me to do at 5 o'clock in the morning before work and after work and put as much time as I could. But then the folks from my church, from Bethlehem Presbyterian, then they wanted to get involved. So we started bringing out folks from there, and then we established a relationship with Peaceful Valley Orchards. I guess it was around 2006, thereabouts, where they allowed for us to bring the program to their property, a full-fledged farm market. And it was great because what they allowed for is they gave us as much space as we need, but they also allowed for us to glean from their fields. And basically, that's what GrowRow is now. We grow, we glean, and then we also give opportunities. It's the three pillars of our program. So on site, they allow for us to plant so many acres on the property.
Right.
They allow us to go through the fields and scalp whatever's left over that might not have been picked. In traditional farming practices, you plant every 10 days or so. And you hope that everything matures in line. And sometimes, just due to weather, or it could be inventory, it could be anything, sometimes there's a lot of left in the fields. Well, of course, they're going to jump to the next field that's completely 100% ready to go. And what we do is we go and we make sure that it's all harvest, that there's zero waste in what might have been left over. It's great stuff. It's just that they're jumping to the next field just because that's the way it is.
It just doesn't make any efficiency sense, you're telling me, that for them to waste their time working on that old field. That's pretty much what you're saying.
Basically, or they pick through what they need out of it, and
right.
then they're going to the next field that's completely 100% ready to go.
They would have plowed that stuff under?
Exactly, yeah.
I had no idea. You'd think that people would be, farmers would be much more efficient than that. So what? Give me a, for instance, what would you typically capture out of what would have been considered waste?
Well, you know, corn, tomatoes, and we're talking thousands of pounds worth. But it's just that they're going to the next set, and it just, it's like any business. It's hard to really nail down exactly what your sales are going to be, so that they might plant extra.
Right.
And it just kind of is what it is. But, you know, we just jump right in right away, and we grab what we can. But about a third of our volume comes from gleaning. And we also do another piece of gleaning that we call off-the-field gleaning, where we go to a couple different local ShopRites that allow for us to harvest, so to speak, whatever is has another day or so in terms of the sell-by date,
right.
but still has, you know, another a couple days or a week left in terms of the use-by date.
Right.
And so we grab that off the shelf, very much like a Meals on Wheels type of concept. Our volunteers come in each day. They pick it up. They run or they deliver it to the hunger agency that's on their route, and we make sure that there's zero waste there. So we're growing. We're gleaning on the field. We're gleaning off the field, and we're giving people an experience. And that's really what GrowRow is all about.
Wow.
It's not just feeding people in need. It's also feeding people in other ways, giving them the opportunity to give back as a community.
Wow. When you get in touch with a particular farmer about this opportunity for you and your volunteers to show up at their farm to glean product that they would normally leave there, what's their initial reaction?
Most are like, wow, that's great. You know, I hate seeing this go to waste. You know, there's some apple orchards that we do this at as well. And they're like, you know, it's a sin. I hate to see this, but I just didn't know what to do with it. And, you know, it is a lot of work. It's a lot of coordination to get the volunteers, the timing in terms of when can we get in, when can we get out,
mm-hmm.
having it all packaged up onto bins and pallets and have it trucked out,
right.
then to food banks and how it gets distributed. So it is a lot of work,
mm-hmm.
But the fact that we've created this model that's been so successful, when we go to them and say, look, this is how we do it, this is our track record, they're really, really happy to have us involved, not just because we're getting the produce out,
mm-hmm.
but because now we're bringing our volunteers to their farm. So
right.
now we're increasing foot traffic to the
Amazing.
Farm market.
Amazing. All right, we're going to take a break, Chip, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter on HunterandChamberRadio.com.
Good evening. This is Dr. John, my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the haunted village of the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the Red Mill Haunted Village.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word, opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
We're back. We're talking with Chip Palix of America's Grower Row, and Chip was giving us the beginning of the hour, kind of a history of the organization and how it started and some of their techniques. going to get down into more and more details about how America's Grow a Row works and how effective it is already and how much more effective it will be in the future. Chip, you talked about how you kind of have been at certain farms and at a ShopRite's and stuff like that. I want to go back, though. You started out with this 30 by 30 garden. Can you talk about what mindset you had that has prepared you for taking on this initiative? What were some of the things that you had seen or experienced that said, I'd really like to help out the people who are hungry?
You know, it really all boils down to, well, it's my faith. You know, I've been deacon in our church, and of course we've always had food drives and such, so I guess that was probably the starting point to want to help mm-hmm. people in need. But I would say really that article is what got me to the food pantry, what allowed for me to be exposed to the hunger issue that does exist within Hunterdon County.
Mm-hmm.
And really just the experience of going to the food pantry, delivering produce to those folks that are in need, and really the reaction, which was overwhelming. People were like, please make sure you come back next week. I need this food for my family. And it really hit home because, you know, in the beginning it was like, all right, great. Well, we've got some extra. Let's bring it down. And that's a nice thing to do. But by doing so, I recognized that there was an enormous need, and that really is what was a catalyst to really bring the program what it is today. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's just being exposed to the issue that exists around us, but is not always so obvious to see.
You know, a couple days ago I did an article that Hunterdon County happens to be the sixth wealthiest county in the country. And you, knowing that, and we're the number one wealthiest county in New Jersey, knowing that, does it surprise you that we have a hunger problem here?
You know, it on the surface it should, but the reality is that, you know, every county has some sort of you know, issue in terms of folks that are financially challenged and such. And really, with the economy the way it's been, that of course shouldn't be a complete surprise. But it is a silent or hidden issue that does exist. I think the folks at the United Way could speak better to that mm-hmm. In terms of some of the statistics. But there is a great percentage of people that are really struggling these days. We just don't see it. It's not quite as obvious.
Right. You start out with your organization, you and your daughter, right? Now, how many volunteers do you have? How many people are involved in America's Grow a Row?
Well, this year we're looking at 3,000. So it's grown significantly over the
wow.
course of time.
Okay, so where did you get your what background do you have to organize 3,000 people on a mission like this and keep it perpetual?
Well, the reason it continues to grow is because people have great experiences when they come out.
Mm-hmm.
So very simply, we really have three models. We've got the community mm-hmm. or slash individuals. We have corporations, and then we have community groups. It
right.
could be a faith-based group. It could be a scout group. It could be a school. And when all these folks come out, and a lot of it's by word of mouth, when they come out, they've got a great experience. They come home, and they say, wow, you know what? Boy, my husband or my wife, boy, their company would love this program. So then they come out, and then they talk, and one thing leads to the next. Or folks come out from a church and they say, well, you know, I've got a scout group I'm involved with, or a youth group, or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really how it's grown, because we've touched so many different folks within the community that have contacts outside of those immediate groups, and, well, one thing has led to the next.
But you still have to get 3,000 people motivated and organized. Who's doing all that?
Well, you know, it's an effort where we have our director of volunteer management and educational mm-hmm. programming. That's Lena, and she does a great job with that. And then it's, of course, myself and the other folks in the team. We're very cross-functional,
mm-hmm.
So we all kind of work together. But really, it's all laid out. It's a big plan. When are we planting? When are we harvesting? When are we delivering? And
mm-hmm.
then from there, it's just a matter of just plugging holes based on the amount of volume that we have or
right.
that we anticipate In terms of planting or harvesting.
Mm-hmm. In terms of your schedule, is a majority of it summer and fall based, or and winter is kind of a downtime, or is it spread out in an equal balanced manner?
Well, we're getting folks more involved in the spring to help us with planting. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, that was just a very, very, very small segment of the group that would help. We're expanding that a bit this year. But the overwhelming majority of support we need is from the middle of July through October.
Okay.
So
that's about 5 months. For,
yeah. And that, once you get into the late July, you know, things really start getting, you know, busy, and we motor all the way through, you know, weather depending, into November. Last year we harvested apples the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We had a group come up to a farm up in Hope, and we collected, I guess it was around 15,000 pounds of apples the weekend before Thanksgiving. Couldn't ask for a better day, you know.
Amazing.
And then, of course, right before Thanksgiving,
oh,
could
yeah.
be more fitting. So.
Yeah. So now we're gonna come back in a little bit. We've got more questions, but after the break, I want to talk about kind of the organizations that are that you help. Because you can't take 325,000 pounds of food to one place, right?
Right. Unless it's New Jersey.
Unless it's New Jersey. And we'll also talk about the all the different farms and organizations that you glean from. So we'll go through that in a little bit. Can you go through a little bit about the organization of America Grow a Row? Who is actually in affiliated with the organization versus the volunteers?
Sure. Well, America's Grower has a board of directors. It's mm-hmm. an official 501c3 nonprofit. So mm-hmm. we have a board who's very dedicated, a great group of folks. We've got, of course, myself as the president and founder. We've mm-hmm. got Jackie Etter, who's our vice president and director of development. Lena, as we mentioned before, we have a part-time grant writer. And then we have our farming support, our farm manager-like folks who help us keep the program moving forward to out in the fields. So mm-hmm. great group of folks, but without our volunteers, we don't have a program yeah. and people don't get fed.
Sure. So when do you guys do your, let's say, your planning for the year? When does the calendar get laid out? And give us a little idea about what types of activities will take place over the span of 1 year.
Well, if you start, we'll call it January 1st. By that point, we pretty much know what we plan to put into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So our planting and harvest programs are pretty much set. From January 1st really through, we'll call it May, June, we're focusing on, you know, fundraising. It's networking. It's trying to get more volunteers, more groups involved, and, of course, enough funds to sustain the program and build the program, too, and build out our farm. Which we were able to secure 2 years ago. And then once we get into the back half of the year, that's really all around being in the field. It's the planting, it's the harvesting, and then at the end of the year, just kind of taking a deep breath, evaluating how the year went, and going through that planning process for the next month or so that gets us back to January.
Right. Where do you get all of your tools? Where do you get all your supplies? Where's the seed coming from? Who are you asking for that? And where do you buy it?
Everything we get, for the most part, we purchase. And we purchase everything through funds that are donated, either private donations or corporate.
Mm-hmm.
We do not accept, we do not apply for any state aid or any federal aid. We are 100% private or corporate backed.
Wow.
So our entire budget is supported through the goodness of the good folks in this area and throughout the state and really outside of New Jersey, too.
Super. All right, we need to take a new break. We're going to do the news, do the weather. We'll be back with Chip Palix of America's Grow a Row. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
We got a report that there was a green foam bubbling up out of a storm drain here in Bluffdale. We sent some environmental health scientists out, our emergency response team, to take a look.
The patch of foam came out of the sewer drain yesterday afternoon, and health officials expect to have test results on the foam back later today. Governor Christie made a counterproposal to the New Jersey State Senate to try to replenish the nearly broke Transportation Trust Fund. Scott Pringle reports.
We don't know the details of either side's proposal, but a spokesperson for State Senate President Stephen Sweeney said he is reviewing the governor's new plan to fund repairs for roads, bridges, and rails. Right now, hundreds of state-run projects are on hold as the Transportation Trust Fund has expired and will be completely out of money in a few weeks. The Assembly did pass a bill raising the gas tax by 23 cents a gallon, but the Senate refused to vote on it.
USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat, and I'm doing a downward dog, and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay wants America to learn the Third Amendment. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
In an appearance on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries, former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay said that people need to learn the Third Amendment. He said it doesn't promise a 9-member Supreme Court.
We have a lawless Supreme Court, and we ought to be going after that Supreme Court rather than capitulating to a leftist worldview.
DeLay also said the speech given by Ted Cruz at the Republican National Convention should have been his campaign speech. I'm Jason Wirt.
Three teens were hit by lightning while hiking near Humphreys Peak, Arizona, near Flagstaff. Wade Young died. The other two are recovering. Co-worker Edgar Alvarez says Wade Young was a caring person.
We went Salt River tubing, and we got there, and all of us like didn't have the money to get in. And then here comes Wade to save the day, and, you know, he came out and he offered to pay for everyone.
USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow-drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A gruesome discovery was made in Phoenix, Arizona, after calls of a backup in the sewer system. Homicide detectives and firefighters responded to the scene with hazmat suits because of chemicals in the sewage. The area was shut down well into the afternoon yesterday. Police investigated.
So the water department comes out about 9 last night. They remove some manhole covers looking for any type of blockage. Once they find the blockage, they realize that it's actually human remains.
Two Argentinian tourists have nothing but praise for New Yorkers.
When they got off the train, they noticed, oh my God, my bag, I left it on the train. They ran back down, but the train had gone.
The bag contained thousands of dollars, the woman's passport, and a cell phone. Also in New York City, 9 firefighters are recovering after succumbing to heat and smoke, battling a huge fire in Queens that erupted around 10 last night in a 3-story building in College Point, displacing a number of families, including this man.
That's very scary. We lost everything, but thank God all my family is alive. We are here together, even my little dog.
Jorge Carmona said they were lucky to get out alive. Dow Jones opens up 29 at 18,460. 65, while the NASDAQ opens up 8.75 at 46.47. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll. Follow us at usaradio.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
We are back talking with Chip Palix of America's Grow-A-Row, and it's just been a fascinating half an hour talking with him about the growth of this particular organization and how effective it has become over just a 10-year span. Some nonprofits would dream of trying to achieve some of the things that you folks have already done, and it's it just seems to be getting bigger and bigger and better every year. So thank you so much for coming in again, Chip. We were talking in the last half hour about all the different events and programs that you've done, and you ended the conversation talking a little bit about fundraising as part of the strategy. Big fundraiser coming up that you're planning. It's I think it's the first one, right? Called Farm to Fork event.
Yes, this is going to be a spectacular event. And for our first one, we've got so much going on. It's going to be awesome. We've got Governor Kane as one of our guest speakers. We have Steve Adubato, who also is a guest speaker and our MC, as well as Kathleen DeChera. She'll be honored for her work creating the Community Food Bank of New Jersey. Governor Christie and his family have painted a special bowl just for this event that will be auctioned off. And there's a host of other great prizes and auction items that are going to create a lot of excitement, all for the benefit of America's Grow-A-Row. That will help us get more produce out of the ground to help those folks in need throughout New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. When is this event?
It's June 9th. It's going to be held at the Brady Life Camp up in Pottersville, in New Jersey. And if anyone's interested, you can simply go on to our website at americasgrowaro.org and just look for Farm to Fork, and you can dive in there and get all the information you need, or you can just reach out to us, and we'll gladly fill you in with whatever information you might have, whether you want to support the program through an ad or sponsorship, whether you want to attend the event, or perhaps provide an auction item. We'd love to have you come out anyway.
So. Okay, so let's let people know what's going to happen there. What do you know? The hours? What are the hours?
It's 5 until about 10:30, and
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Okay,
and it'll open up with, of course, a cocktail hour, and then we'll go into the presentations and have the auction and dinner, and it's going to be a wonderful night in a barn-like setting. And here's the best part. It's a jeans event. It's a neat casual, as we call it.
Neat casual. So you're going to be going to this nice dinner event, and you get to go in jeans and eat this dinner in a barn. And so take me through the evening's festivities.
Well, we'll have, of course, time to mingle in the beginning through a setting where you can actually taste some local food artisans preparations. There are some different meals, whether it be different vegetables from the area at that time that's ripe. So we're going to have a couple different local farms with their items out there, which will be a nice little sampling opportunity. So if you're a foodie, you've got that element going.
Cool.
And then the traditional happy hour or opening type of mingling session. Mm-hmm. And then we go right into the event itself where we'll have the speakers, mm-hmm. As was mentioned before. And then we'll have the silent and live auction with a bunch of great items. And then we'll go into dinner and live music. It's going to be a great evening for everybody.
It sounds great.
A raffle, 50-50 mm-hmm. raffle, everything that goes along with.
Right. And you can get the bowl that Governor Christie has painted with his family as part of the auction, right? That's
absolutely.
Part of the silent auction?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, during that time, I imagine you're going to have some type of setup there that's explaining more about America's Grow a Rope, some things that some people... If somebody's listening today, are they going to have an opportunity to see or read about what America's Grow a Row is doing up there?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'll be up there as well speaking, talking a bit more about the program. You know, where we'll have visual aids up there, whether
Great.
It be slides and such. So mm-hmm. really you'll be able to take home the essence of what Grow a Row is about and really feel good about your evening, not just having a great time, but really for a great cause.
Great. Now, let me circle back. Now, you have two different ways that America's Grow a Row is kind of in between, or it's the pipeline between the food that is either being grown or harvested and or gleaned, and you guys capture that food and you bring it to pantries. So let's go through where are you getting the food from?
It's broken down to two different sources right now. Mm-hmm. It's our farm that we just secured. We just purchased a 138-acre farm, which is in Milford. It's also, and part of the, off-the-ground piece, we have Peaceful Valley Orchards located in Pittstown, a great farm market who have allowed for us to have our program on site. Mm-hmm. So we have produce that's grown and harvested there. And then there's also... there's Valley Crest, which is a local farm that allows for us to glean from time to time. There's the Rye Mead Farm in Chester, New Jersey, which is an orchard. They allow for us to harvest a great deal of apples, as well as up in Hope, New Jersey, mm-hmm. Long Meadow Farm. And there's another private individual who allows for us to farm some extra crops on their property as well. So it's kind of a mix all around within the area. Those farms... essentially supply throughout the course of the state. We supply, of course, the Flemington Area Food Pantry, Open Cupboard. We support Lambertville, food pantry. We go as far as to Morristown at the soup kitchen there, mm-hmm. The Somerset Food Bank Network in Boundbrook, Franklin Township Food Bank in Somerset County. And really, it goes out Norwest Cap, Community Food Bank in New Jersey. Anyone who needs produce can come to us, and they do the pickups.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, so you don't
or we distribute locally, smaller mm-hmm. levels, but the pallets, the truckload quantities, that of course is picked up by agencies that have those that supply chain built into their system.
Mm-hmm. So if you have a glean that takes place over at Peaceful Valley Orchards. Are you organizing that the food pantries are coming to meet you there right after you're picking it off the ground and packaging it, or is it there another spot where you have to store all this?
Well, the folks that deliver to the food pantries, so the food pantries couldn't handle the amount that we harvest. When we have big events at the farm, we'll have a tractor trailer. We have large trucks that come from the food banks. Once it's harvested, it's mm-hmm. it's in a staging area. Mm-hmm. We try to time it that once they come out, we then load up the truck, and then they go out right away.
Right.
Or if we have to leave it in our cooler, we can do that as well. We've got a cooler that technically can hold up to 60 pallets. But we try to stage it so that when we're harvesting, sometimes the truck comes right when we're done. And what's really great about it, it's almost like that show Extreme Makeover,
right.
Home Edition.
Yep.
I like to call it Produce Edition because the truck comes and it's loaded and everyone's high-fiving and
right.
it rolls out and it's just a great experience all around. So,
does the people who are volunteering, is there a connection? Do they actually see the results of this?
The folks that deliver at the local level do.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to customize it whatever you want the experience to be. Because Grow a Row isn't just about getting produce to those people who need it.
Right.
feeding those people. It's also feeding those folks who need to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. So if you have a connection with a soup kitchen, a food pantry, and you harvest with us, even mm-hmm. if you harvested a truckload, but you said, Chip, listen, I'd like to bring, you know, a couple cases down to the soup kitchen that I know or I've heard of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Once you make that connection and you actually go to those agencies and you see the looks on the people's faces that need this produce, man, I'll tell you, it's hard not to turn back.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's whatever anyone wants it to be, but we encourage to actually see those folks because, well, quite frankly, they're the ones that you're serving.
Amazing. And what I'm even more fascinated about is that we've seen so much food collected, and the caveat is always cans because it has shelf life. What I'm amazed about listening to this whole thing is that you're trying to do this in a rapid fashion because you only have so much of a shelf life available to you to capture the food while it's ripe, before it spoils, and get it to the place where people can use it. It's like a race against time constantly, but it's very effective, and I'm sure very appreciated because there's nothing better than fresh produce. We need to take another quick break. We'll be back with Chip Palex and America's Grower Row right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chip Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunter and Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunter and Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterandChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. We're back. It's 9:48. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Got Chip Palex here from America's Grower Row. And Chip, we've talked so much. I keep shaking my head in wonderment of how this organization has grown and how much more it will grow, and I have no doubt how effective it will be. What's been your satisfying achievement thus far? What do you really go to put your head on the pillow and say, I'm so glad that happened?
You know, that's a tough question, but I guess really not really. I would say the greatest satisfaction is knowing that people are benefiting from the good from our folks in our community. Mm-hmm. Knowing that we've been able to link those people that are in need with those people who want to help those people in need. And that's, you know, for adults, as children. I look at my daughter, who has been intimate with the program since it started, and how it's become part of her DNA, so to speak. And really just having everyone work together. And that includes working with other nonprofits, too. It's great to see people partner and really help try to help their neighbors in need.
Yep. So. You have a vision. What is your vision for Agars in the future? What do you got planned?
I honestly believe that this is the next Habitat for Humanity-like model. Mm-hmm. We started as just a small garden. Now we've secured 138-acre farm through donations.
It's just amazing, really. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
When you know you're onto something because, yeah. A, there's a need, and B, it feels good, the right thing to do to satisfy that need for those folks who are suffering, it's been a great opportunity to connect so many different walks of life. And we believe that if we can do it here in New Jersey, mm-hmm. there's no reason why we can't do it elsewhere. And that's why we call ourselves America's Grower-O, because the intent is that we're going to roll this model out into different states within the next, say, 2 to 5 years or so.
Wow. Does every state really have that capability? I mean, I certainly has a need, right? But, let's take like a Rhode Island. Do they have farms in Rhode Island that would be able to support this type of a program?
Well, it just so happens that my wife is from Rhode Island, so I can, lucky guess.
Oh, thank you.
I can speak to that they do have farms up there. And I uh-huh. would argue that if New Jersey, who, although the Garden State, mm-hmm. has experienced a lot of loss in terms of farming,
right.
If it can work in New Jersey, then I believe it really can work anywhere. And you know what? It's like anything. If mm-hmm. you have a dream, you have a vision or of where something can go, mm-hmm. and you have the people to help you get there, it's all going to work out. So I would argue that we could have multiple grow-rows in New Jersey alone.
Wow.
Clearly, every state, there's no reason why we couldn't expand elsewhere.
Now, you talked off air about some upcoming programs, and you really wanted to get them out there. So let's talk about what you got planned in very short term. So let's go through those.
Sure. What we're expanding on is what we call our free farm markets, and that's where we go into food deserts. Food deserts are areas where there's zero access to any healthy food choices. You mentioned before about canned goods and the whole health piece as it relates to canned foods and dry processed foods. Well, a lot of the food pantries provide those types of nutrients to folks, and that's great that you're getting something, but you really need to also complement it with healthy produce. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're trying to do. In these areas, such as Camden, for example, there are no supermarkets. Even if you wanted to buy produce, you can't. So what we do is we go down like a regular farm market. We load up. We've got 5 to 7 different varieties laid out. Customers, our clients, if you will, they mm-hmm. line up. We have recyclable bags. They take what they need. It gives them some sort of healthy food. At the same time, we're creating relationships in those communities with their youth, busing them up to the farm,
mm-hmm.
allowing them, these youth, 4th, 5th grade, whatever grades, to harvest and then bring all they harvested back home to their families, and whatever's left over they can give to their community. So it's really it's way of creating a relationship in an area way outside of Hunterdon County,
mm-hmm.
but then continuing to follow up each week and really keep that experience alive and hopefully give them some hope that that they can break out of the situation they're in but at the same time feed them with what's necessary to survive.
And you're bringing virtually inner city children to Hunterdon County to experience our atmosphere, our setting, and our environment.
With our youth.
With our youth.
Our youth are there working hand in hand with
kids. So role modeling, almost.
It's you bring two different worlds
amazing.
Together, great things happen.
Very cool. there's so much more to go on. We only have a few more minutes, so let's get the information out to folks that might be, A, interested in volunteering, interested in donating, and or interested in being the recipient of your fruits and vegetables.
Great. If you need to contact us, if you have any interest in, at all, as you mentioned, either helping us from a physical standpoint, mm-hmm. a financial standpoint, or just as a resource if you're in need, it's americasgrowarow.org.
Right.
And on there, my email is on there, chip@americasgrowarow.org. Phone numbers are on there as well. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear from you. Even if you have a special talent, it could be randomly coming up with things, but, you know, a design or accounting or anything. If you want to help us stuff envelopes, you know, we accept any type of support from anyone.
Uh-huh. Where are you based?
We're based in Pittstown.
Okay.
At the Peaceful Valley Orchards location. Mm-hmm. And we do have the second piece of property in Milford that we just secured.
Okay. So anybody who wants to, say, help with envelopes, that would be in the Pittstown area, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. They can work out of their homes. People support us in that capacity as well.
Excellent. And one last time, let's give the information about the Farm to Fork event. When and where?
Farm to Fork is going to be June 9th at the Brady Life Camp in Pottersville, New Jersey. Just mm-hmm. go online on our website. You can see more details. And from 5 until about 10:30 that night, it's a jeans event. Nice casual is what the ladies call it. let's just say you don't have to blow the dust off your tux for this one. How's
okay.
that?
Okay. And so that's on June 9th, and that sounds like a great opportunity for you to learn more about America's Grow-A-Row, but also to participate in some manner, shape, or form for one of those organizations that you just bop your head and you say, why didn't I think of that? And so we are so grateful to you to come up with this idea and that you had this opportunity to do it in 2002. And now look what it's doing. It's just, it's got nothing but upside. So good luck to you. And anytime that you have any type of events that are going on, let's organize a way to get you on or at least phone in to let people know what the next event is or what the next leg of your strategy is.
Great. Well, thanks for having me, Chris. Allowing us to highlight a program is what builds what we're doing. So we appreciate your support.
My pleasure. So stay in touch, Chip, and thanks to Jackie, right?
Yeah,
Jackie Etter for allowing me the opportunity to get to you and bring you on today.
Great. Thanks again.
All right. Good luck to you. That is it for us here at HunterChamberRadio.com. We are going to take the next hour to play some music to get you over to Hunter and Chamber, Some Things About Money at the 11 o'clock hour. And then we'll be back tomorrow on Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
We got a report that there was a green foam bubbling up out of a storm drain here in Bluffdale. We sent some environmental health scientists out, our emergency response team, to take a look.
A patch of foam came out of the sewer drain yesterday afternoon, and health officials expect to have test results on the foam back later today. Governor Christie made a counterproposal to the New Jersey State Senate to try to replenish the nearly broke Transportation Trust Fund. Scott Pringle reports.
We don't know the details of either side's proposal, but a spokesperson for State Senate President Stephen Sweeney said he is reviewing the governor's new plan to fund repairs for roads, bridges, and rails. Right now, hundreds of state-run projects are on hold as the Transportation Trust Fund has expired and will be completely out of money in a few weeks. The Assembly did pass a bill raising the gas tax by 23 cents a gallon, but the Senate refused to vote on it.
USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat, and I'm doing a downward dog, and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I do not love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay wants America to learn the Third Amendment. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
In an appearance on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries, former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay said that people need to learn the Third Amendment. He said it doesn't promise a 9-member Supreme Court.
We have a lawless Supreme Court, and we ought to be going after that Supreme Court rather than capitulating to a leftist worldview.
DeLay also said the speech given by Ted Cruz at the Republican National Convention should have been his campaign speech. I'm Jason Wirt.
Three teens were hit by lightning while hiking near Humphreys Peak, Arizona, near Flagstaff. Wade Young died. The other two are recovering. Co-worker Edgar Alvarez says Wade Young was a caring person.
We went Salt River tubing, and we got there, and all of us didn't have the money to get in. And then here comes Wade to save the day, and he came out and he offered to pay for everyone.
USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kinda love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A gruesome discovery was made in Phoenix, Arizona, after calls of a backup in the sewer system. Homicide detectives and firefighters responded to the scene with hazmat suits because of chemicals in the sewage. The area was shut down well into the afternoon yesterday. Police investigated.
So the water department comes out about 9 last night. They remove some manhole covers looking for any type of blockage. Once they find the blockage, they realize that it's actually human remains.
Two Argentinian tourists have nothing but praise for New Yorkers.
When they got off the train, they noticed, oh my God, my bag, I left it on the train. They ran back down, but the train had gone.
The bag contained thousands of dollars, the woman's passport, and a cell phone. Also in New York City, 9 firefighters are recovering after succumbing to heat and smoke, battling a huge fire in Queens that erupted around 10 last night in a 3-story building in College Point, displacing a number of families, including this man.
That's very scary. We lost everything, but thanks God, all my family is alive. We are here together, even my little dog.
Jorge Carmona said they were lucky to get out alive. Dow Jones opens up 29 at 18,465, while the NASDAQ opens up 8.75 at 46,47. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll. Follow us at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be